Good luck with the unpacking, love. Hope you'll be very happy here. The removal men slammed the front door shut, and as I looked around my new living room, my heart sank. Every inch of the dusty carpet was covered with piles of brown cardboard boxes. I honestly don't know where to start, I thought, as I flopped down onto my settee that was still wrapped in protective plastic. Just to add insult to injury, I didn't know where the kettle was, so I couldn't even make myself a cup of tea. I desperately needed a cuppa after the stressful day I'd had. We'd just moved house, and while I was in despair about the state of the place and all the unpacking I had to do, my long-term foster placements, Lily and Louisa, were practically bouncing off the walls with excitement. "It's massive!" shouted Louisa, running down the stairs. "My bedroom is double the size of my old one."
"And have you seen the garden?"
Lily grinned.
"Maggie, can we get a trampoline?"
"Let me at least unpack this lot first before we start thinking about trampolines," I told her. We'd only moved about 10 miles from our old house, but the way the boundaries fell, it meant we were now living in a new county. The old place had been a 4-bed terrace with a postage stamp-sized garden. So when this house had come up for the same price that I'd been able to sell my old one for, I jumped at the chance to move. It was a detached Victorian house, and although it didn't look that huge from the outside, it had 6 bedrooms spread over 3 floors. There was also a playroom at the back and a big garden. I knew it was a home that I'd never grow out of, and even though I was going to use 1 spare bedroom as an office, it meant I still had 2 more that I could use especially for fostering. The area was a bit quieter and greener than our previous neighbourhood, and I was closer to my good friends Anne and Vicky, who were fellow foster carers. It was still close enough for Lily, 7, to keep on going to the same school, and for 17-year-old Louisa to carry on her nursery nursing course at college. However, the move did signify a big change for me in terms of my fostering. Ever since I'd started fostering, I'd always worked for the local authority. But now that we'd moved, I decided to join a fostering agency. Both Anne and Vicky worked for the same agency and they'd recommended it to me. It was something that I'd been thinking about for a while. You seem to get a bit more support and continuity if you worked for an agency. I was already on my 5th supervising social worker this year with the local authority, and staff were continually leaving and being moved around. Also, an agency offered you a lot more training. Foster carers were often put off joining an agency, as you tended to get the more challenging cases. A local authority would offer a child to its own carers first, and if there was no one suitable, then they would offer the placement out to an agency. Therefore, you tended to get the children no one else wanted. It made me feel sad, as these were the kind of kids who needed love and a stable home life more than anything, so I had no qualms about taking on a child who had been deemed difficult. Even when I had worked for the local authority, I thrived on challenging cases. Every child came with their own issues. I believed it was more about how you as a carer reacted to them. My one worry about resigning from the local authority was that they wouldn't give me permission to keep on fostering Lily and Louisa, so it was such a relief when they said I could. I'd had them for coming up to 4 years, and we were a tight little family unit. I was proud of how both girls had turned out, despite everything they'd been through in the past. Lily had been taken into care because her father was an alcoholic and violent to her mother, who refused to leave him. Lily looked like an angel, with her big blue eyes and golden ringlets, but her behaviour had certainly been a challenge at first. She had incredible temper tantrums, threw toys and smashed things. But after living with me for a few months, she gradually started to calm down. She was still a lively, boisterous little thing, but she was doing well at school and had a lovely, kind nature. Despite everything that had happened, she had a good relationship with her mum, Jane, and saw her every week for a couple of hours at a contact centre. Louisa had come to me at around the same time as Lily, after her parents were tragically killed in a car crash. Alone and struggling to cope with her grief, she was painfully shy at first, but she had turned into a strong, confident, determined young woman who wanted to be a nanny.